Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
What's up? What's up? It's about time for another edition of Monster US Radio Live Podcast. It's online radio with the Roar, where we got the underground artists and we keep them above ground where they're making quakes. It's Friday Night Live, where we're getting y'all ready for the weekend. We got some hot new music. Let's see, we got who's bumping who, who's getting fat. That's our entertainment news, among other things. I'm just a DJ. I spin the music all night night. And that right there, that's Miss Unbelievable. How you doing tonight, Mama? You feeling good?
You know, I'm a little tired, but I'm here to get it in and get this Friday night juking. I'm just saying.
Okay, that's what's up. So I let them know who's tonight's show has been brought, who's bringing you the show tonight through our sponsors, and I'm going to get this music together to get this night bopping.
That will be the Solo Me Speaks author, Miss Unbelievable. You can go to www.solomespeaks.com. We have Elite Sway Management. We have Monster US Apparel. And we have Picasso Painting if you want all your painting needs completed. You can hit us up on monstarradio.com and you can mingle with us or you can request what you need from the sponsors at any given time.
Okay, there we go. So, all right, let's see. So, all right, let's just go ahead and get into it. This right here is for you little young head. We're starting to get a lot more attention from y'all. So, check it out. This is Omarion and T-Pain, new music. It's called Can You Hear Me? Online radio with the Roar. This is our podcast. You can check out monstarsradio.com. Friday Night Live.
Yeah. Let's get it. Hey. I've been acting kind of different lately. Can you hear me? Can't get my new number to my baby. Can you hear me? Got too much security. None of them can't get near me. My mink be so furry. Got them vultures trying to get me. Who must be hella loud? Can you hear me? Must be hella loud. Can you hear me? I throw it in the crowd. Don't like me, but he respecting me, feel me. He don't wanna see me mix that way, why with the henny? Don't know why them people ain't on me, they can't stand me. But can they have me? A couple Grammys, yeah. Talk that talk, cause I walk that walk. Cause then I wash my shoes. They be following me wherever I go. Pretty much know I got the news. Bob Boss with the paint job. 4G auto with the shoes. It's the end with the six pack. Baby daddy, see your boo, yeah. I've been acting hella different lately, can you hear me? Can't get my new number to my baby, can you hear me? Got too much security, none of them can't get near me. My mink be so furry, got them vultures trying to get me, ooh. Must be hella loud, can you hear me, Must be hella loud, can you hear me, I throw it in the crowd.
I get a fit in my acapellas. None of it gives a bit that better. They say stay only with me cause I got that cheddar. But I come in and knock it down. You can never knock my crown. Ring later, baby, I'm not that clown. 20 minutes up, let it rock the ground. Can you hear me?
Is this enough?
If that's your, that's my. So I'm commandeering.
I'll give a boo.
That's gonna do everything that I say. I call a Siri. Ooh, she gotta call me on my money phone. I'm just too busy for the quickie, baby.
I've been acting hella different lately. Can you hear me? Can't get my new number to my baby, can you hear me? Got too much security, none of them can't get near me. My mink be so furry, got them vultures trying to get me. Oh, must be hella loud. Can you hear me? Must be hella loud. Can you hear me? I throw it in the crowd.
Friday Night Live. So, all right, let me see. I know I got some new YG for y'all. Let's see. Yeah, him and Kalani. It's called Conclusion. Check it out. Don't forget, you can hit us up 563-999-3411. You got to push one, though, if you're monstrous. Friday Night Live. DJ E Monster, Miss Unbelievable. She going to run down that entertainment news coming up in just a bit. Stick with us, rock with us, groove with us,
hey,
monstrously.
You love me how I love you, hey. It's your love for me, bulletproof. If I love on the, is you gon' love on dude? Is we gon' play monkey see, monkey do? If I you good, is you gon' f*** me back? Is you really gon' get my name tagged? Top of the moon and you throw that thing back. I love how you keep that thing wax, hey. I wanna know if this mutual, I wanna know if this suit is both. I wanna know cause you beautiful, I wanna know cause I'm spending time. I wanna know, got too much pride, it's full time, it's part time. I wanna know, don't leave me blind. Don't wanna know your past cause I'm your new. I just wanna know, everybody you send some news. Do you f*** with me, how f*** with you? I wanna know if we can f*** up in this cool.
I love you, that means I love you no matter what.
When the streets ain't safe, can I slide with you? I heard they looking for me, can I hide with you? You look like you light candles and like the honest truth. You got that positive vibe, I'm trying to vibe with you. I ain't the type to check for a pop, I ain't soda. I'm the type to ice your neck, little diamond choker. I ain't the type to put you in that baby Range Rover. I'm the type to give you little taps when I bend you over. Hey, I do you proper, how you singing operas? 2020 Bonnie and Clyde, who the f*** gon' stop us? Paparazzi catch us out, we look like big shoppers. Big Saint Laurent, big Louis Vuitton with that big Prada. I had us looking crazy in front of the club. Hey, that cameraman got me f***ed up. Even though it wasn't what they said it was. Red roses down your hallway, lead you
when
to
I
your tub.
I love you, that means I love you. No matter what conclusion we come to, I'm the one you run to. I'll always come through, nothing I won't do. You say you wanna ride or die. Well, la 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 la, ride. But you know I'm a ride.
Friday Night Live. E Monster. You can check me out at emonster.com. You can check out all my mixes, my other links, and things like that. You can also check me out at mindstarsradio.com under the Mindstars Crew page. Find out all about me at those links. Tonight, we're going to bring it back with Miss Unbelievable. So tell us who we got on the chat block tonight for this Who's Bumping Who and Who's Getting Fat.
You know, all the news, I'm telling you, that's going down is about this virus. We got some Tyler Perry and Shark Tank, the Barbara Cochran. And then we got about a doggy. Where's our doggy lovers? Where's our doggy lovers?
I won. Shit. Okay. See, now you said like they all got the virus. Disclaimer, all the comments during the Who's Pumping Who, Who's Getting Fat are those of the person who's speaking and may not necessarily reflect the views of Monstars Radio Network. Let's see here. What else we got going on? Let's see. How was the show last night? I'm sorry I missed the show, but as you know, I'm working this new third shift, man, and I'm trying to work this thing out. You know what I mean? people say you can't get rich unless you have multiple streams of income, so I'm trying to live up to that. But, oh, yeah, it's going from a day person to a third shift person. It's hard. It's hard. It's hard. you know what I mean? I'm just saying, man. Oh, my goodness. So, so how was the show last night, Karma Cafe?
Oh, it was definitely fun. We talked about, I don't know if you remember or saw the little six-year-old girl who got arrested for hitting a student.
Oh.
We talked about that. That was a really good conversation. Bar None joined us last night. So, I mean, just interesting conversation. We talked, you know, a little bit about, you know, Princess and Ray J. That was funny, you know, how it was like, he's a ho-ho, and she knew what she was going to get into it. And then we spent some nice music. So Who's Bumping, Who's Getting Fat was once again popping last night. It was, like, seriously on point with who was doing what. And that conversation kind of took us far with the little girl, because I disagreed. I was okay with what happened, and a lot of my friends are not okay with me because I agree.
Oh, right, right. I got to go. Now, I want to jump into it, but I guess we got to go back and check out the archives. Don't forget, people, the archives are available 24/7, 365. All you got to do is press play, and they're ready and waiting for you. If you ever miss a show, all you got to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/monsterusradio. And you can find all the archives, or you can just find the link to Blog Talk at monstarsradio.com. So, all right, we are about time for our Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat. But let's see, you got anything special going on this week? Anything big popping in the Twin Cities you can think about?
Far as Miss Unbelievable, my girls' basketball tournament is tomorrow. We're seated number one. So excited. It's going to be all day from 9 o'clock till like 5 o'clock. Is winning, you're out. So if you win or lose, like lose, you're out. Win, you go on. So we're really excited.
Yeah.
We play a couple teams that we played before. So we just really ready to get it in for real. So, yeah, Coach K is about to head out with the girls. So, yeah, excited about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sitting at number one, huh? You got to be sitting at number one. So, anyway, I can talk to you into coaching the Timberwolves. I'm just saying.
No.
So I guess let's go ahead and jump into the Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat, because I'm trying to see who got this virus. So what's going on with who we hitting up first?
Well, I'm hitting up all you dog lovers, and I know like some of you guys fly with your animals and some of you guys put them up. But Delta Airlines Yorkie puppy found dead after flight investigation underway. So a family dream of welcoming a new dog into their lives turned to a nightmare when the father went to pick up the pup and found the lifeless body inside the crate. A California man purchased a 12-year-old Yorkshire Terrier puppy named Sebastian this week from a breeder, and it was a gift to his 5-year-old daughter. They flew Delta Airlines from Ohio to LAX with one stop in Atlanta. Corey believes the dog was transported in pressurized cargo hold during both flights. His family and daughter are distraught. They were to pick up the cargo around 6:30 just to find that the dog was not breathing. He says Delta and his wife and alerted them that his dog was sick. But they didn't want to see them upset. Delta officials immediately rushed the dog to the nearest animal hospital, but CPR or anything did not help the dog, and he could not be resuscitated, so he was pronounced dead at 9. Delta is upset. They're asking that they pay for the cremation. The airlines tells everyone pets are important members of the family, and they're focusing on the well-being of the transportations. Their deepest condolence to the family. And Corey tells Delta, hold on, I paid $3,000. Are y'all willing to fork up that? So we shall see if they're willing to fork up the $3,000 for that Yorkie.
I mean, like they say, you know, to people, their pets are like their kids sometimes. I mean, I wouldn't put my kids in a pressurized compartment under the plane. I'd rather drive them to wherever in the hell we got to be. So I don't want to play too lightly on it, you know what I mean? Because, you know, that's like a family member to some people, to a lot of pet mm-hmm. owners, to me, myself, you know what I mean? I really don't know what to say, because at some point it's like, okay, a tragedy has happened. Things do happen. I've had puppies sent to me before, I had puppies sent to me. I had no problem, but you know, so I don't want people to think that this is probably like something that happens all the time, or you know, a high percentage rate. I think they ship puppies, kittens, all kinds of animals every day. There could have been something with this puppy. But I don't know. I don't know too much on that. But yeah, it's definitely tragic. Because yeah, like I said, to some people, their pets are like their kids.
Yeah. I'm not that big of a pet, you know, enthusiastic pet owner. But I'll tolerate mm-hmm. animals. But I really do love that Yorkie dog, though. Like, I let somebody give me a teacup, a Yorkie. Yes, I love that dog. And I would be, if someone bought me that dog and that died, I would be devastated. Because that's one of those dogs where I think every lady likes those little puppies. Puppy dog. Oh my gosh, I would cry. I think I would sue. I would go nuts. And I'm not even that big of a dog lover, but those puppies, those dogs, oh my God, I'm in love with those dogs. Bring one home.
Right. I don't know who she's talking to, but whoever's listening out there, you need to buy her a Yorkie. I'm just saying, did you not hear that? But yeah.
My birthday's coming up. Okay. You could definitely get it for April 14th. I don't want a puppy, a Yorkie. I don't know about for $3,000, though. But, yeah, don't give me no knockoff one. But, dang, I want a Yorkie teacup. Yay. Okay. So,
don't give me no knockoff. Oh, my God. How do you have a knockoff Yorkie? What you got, like a long haired little pit bull? I don't know.
To mix things together, and that ain't no original. And I'd be growing up to be a size of a German Shepherd, and I'd be like, that's not no take on Yorkie. But you grow to love it.
Oh, snap. Right. Yeah. Been there. But okay.
Okay. So. Tyler Perry asked for a second autopsy on nephew. Was it murder or suicide? So, a rep from the union sheriff's office, there is an active investigation at the prison because he was in prison. We are currently awaiting the results of an autopsy. The initial investigation did not suspect foul play. They also conducted the investigation into the fight, which occurred earlier, which had Tyler Perry's nephew involved in this incident. The statement continues, they respect the family's right to request another autopsy to be done. This is not an unusual request. They're awaiting the investigation and they're awaiting the results. Tyler Perry is not convinced his nephew hung himself in prison, and he hired a famous medical examiner to determine if he committed suicide or if he was killed in his cell. The story broke a couple of days ago, and his nephew, 26-year-old Galvin Porter, was serving 20 years for shooting and killing his dad in front of his mom, who's Tyler's sister. He was found Tuesday night hanging in his cell from a bedsheet. One of the reasons Tyler is suspicious, Galvin got into a fight with another inmate last weekend and was placed in solitary confinement. Tyler tells everyone, don't call him naive, but it was his hope that after serving his time and really reflecting and showing much remorse and asking God for forgiveness, that he would have been able to come to work for him, joining all the other former inmates who worked for him and turn his life around just as they have. But that day will never come. Tyler says he hired Dr. Michael Baden, a famed pathologist who has been involved in numerous cases such as JFK, OJ, and just recently Jeffrey Epstein. Dr. Baden will perform a second autopsy. Tyler says, I want to be clear, and we are not a family of conspiracy theorists and want to believe that there was no foul play. We're just making sure that he did not hang himself. We want to know what the real reason is.
Yes, yeah, I haven't heard nothing about that situation at all. But yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, I'm just gonna leave that one alone.
Well, let me say this. Tyler Perry's life, I can see why he has so many movies in his head, because all the things that goes on around him makes it a movie. So makes me wonder all the things that go around me. Shoot, I can make things a movie, because the stuff that happened in school, you can't make this stuff up, Jesus. I could be making a movie about what be going down on in my job. But man, to know that when I watched some of his TV shows, he did portray, you know, someone getting shot in front of his parent, da 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 da. I could see where he gets some of his stuff from, which is crazy. But it keeps things open. Now he's probably going to write this into one of his multi TV shows.
Well, it definitely get views, I tell you that much. It definitely get views. Hell of a story. And that a lot of times, that's what movies do. They just copycat what's real life. A lot of times they just change names and switch some things up to avoid having to pay somebody some money. But yeah, but that's what a lot of the TV shows and series and all that stuff's about.
Yeah. But you know what else is crazy? No one understands that solitary confinement can have you going crazy and depressed and all those, because now you ain't got nothing but time to think. And you ain't got nothing but time to being by yourself. And being by yourself in prison and solitary confinement, that's not always the best. So old things could have crept up on them. Suicide could have crept up on them. Anxiety, depression, all those things could have crept up on them. And the realization of where he is and for what could have came back on him as well.
Right, yeah. All the documentaries I see on that solitary confinement stuff ain't good at all. Everybody comes out there real tore up, and it's almost like, is that really supposed to be healing somebody? I don't know. I mean, I'm not in that situation to be able to judge somebody and say, okay, you don't deserve it, and you do, or you know what I mean, da-da-da-da-da-da.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you know, we need to be getting some experts in here that can break some of this stuff down to us and tell us, why do they put people in solitary? I mean, I understand that it's obviously punishment. It's supposed to be punishment for people who don't listen or something, or not doing what they supposed, what somebody else wants you to do. But, you know, I mean, what's the object of it supposed to get you? Like, is it supposed to snap somebody around? And how often does it snap somebody into doing what the correctional facility wants them to be doing?
Mm.
Yeah. see, we don't opened up another paradox of karma cafe.
Right.
Anyway, it's just Friday night. Mm-hmm.
All right, so Barbara Cochran, she's from the Sharks, get hooked for $380K in email phishing scam. She got 400,000 Wednesday off an email scammer who used a tiny typo to gain the upper hand to take her money. And the scammer changed her email address by removing one letter so that they actually communicated with her. And so the bookkeeper fires off about a wire payment to an email. But luckily, Barbara is smarter than that. She received her money back. It's no win. She had to go through a German bank to get it back. They broke the story about the bookkeeper tried to put a wool over several eyes through a hoax email to deposit into their account in Berlin. The scammers used a German bank account and tried to cover their story. The investment was into a German apartment she was trying to do. So the published story where German bank got wired went to the hoax, froze the account before the money could be forwarded to Asia. Barbara tells the New York bank that was involved, thank you, because bottom line is the impact would have been irreversible. You've been warned, Nigeria, Prince Cochran ain't the one. So Nigerian, I guess you know how they try to stay over there, are the ones who try to take, you know, folks' money, the scammers. But she got it back. So mm-hmm. she was scammed one day and blessed the next.
Right. It's like, yeah. And you would think, yeah, I guess everybody's acceptable. You know what I mean? I mean, just because somebody's a celebrity don't mean they can't be got. And I think sometimes these other people, what they try to hope is that, you know, the celebrity is so embarrassed that they don't want to put it out there. But hell no, now when it comes to their money, give me my money. I'm telling it out. That's how they are. You know, give me my money. I'm telling it out. Fuck that embarrassment. You can unembarrass me with my money.
Right, especially $400,000. I ain't embarrassed for nothing. Beware of this. But this is the time. Tax time, this is the time where they're trying to, you know, dig in your accounts. They're trying to rob your mailboxes. This is the time. So, guard your ID and everything. It's tax time.
Yeah, you got to be careful. They're saying, like, with the things what they do is, like, say it will be, I don't even want to say a company, but it'll be some company that you're familiar with, you might already deal with, and they'll send you something saying, oh, you need to update your password, or, oh, you need to, somebody did this and did that. When you click the link and you go through it and then you put your actual password in there and do the extra extras, bam, that's how they get you. Yeah. So you got to be careful on, especially right now, like she said, hey, it's tax time. They're trying to do whatever they can to get to your account. And as soon as it hits, they're trying to hit it and take it all out. And then they take the money out and close that account. And you know what I mean? So wham, wham.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you got to be careful out here. Yeah. And
Well, I'm going to tell you, scammers, I'm just saying, don't come looking for me because I ain't got shit for you. You mess with mine, you're going to be wanting to fight me because it's all jacked up. I'm getting it together, so don't come over this way because you'll be like, oh, hell to no, let's throw her back. Yep, I'm one of them bad fish that you throw back because I'm too small to eat or can't do nothing with. My stuff is all jacked up. I'm just going to put it out there ahead of time.
Right,
you may
well,
look, you may
right
make
quick.
My stuff look good.
So, all right, we're having a young Friday night live, getting ready for the weekend. So here's some new Nicki, Nicki Minaj, that is. And she's saying what the people would be saying about your account if they tried to get at it. This one's called Yikes.
Yeah, really. For real, for real. No, you don't.
shorty bumping.
Let's
no.
get it. Friday Night Live, y'all. Yikes.
Got the strings on him.
Woke up, the price of woke up. I just hit them with the low cut, then call my folks up. Somebody about to get poked up, go call a tow truck. All that talking out your neck, might just get your throat cut. This a Mack truck, not a black truck. When we move, tell them back up. Click, click, clack, duck. Hella band, pull up stashed up. Super facts up. All you boos, Rosa Parks, uh-oh, get your air up. Yikes, I play tag, and you it for life. Yikes. You a clown, you do it for likes. Yikes, yes it's tight, but it doesn't bite. Rip it right, he be like. Yikes, what's the hype, this is something like. Yikes, out of town, on consistent flight. Yikes, work hard, just a different way. Get your life, you just ain't living right. Yeah, I keep two nines, yeah. You see my face all over that Fendi design, yeah. Soon as repress you, boy, you throw up peace signs, yeah. You don't want that action, pull your card, you decline, yeah. I keep two dimes, yeah. Walk up to a bat, be like, I think you fine, yeah. I don't play with demons, Satan, get thee behind, yeah. About to give up a margarita with two limes, yeah. I've been the same, ain't you changed? This ain't nothing new. That pretty frame, diamond chain, what the fuck you do? Yo, clear the way, it's some bad bitches coming through. I give two F's like the letters that are on my shoe. Yikes, I play tag, and you it for life. Yikes, you a clown, you do it for likes. Yikes, yes it's tight, but it doesn't bite. Rip it right, he be like, yikes. What's the hype? This is something like, yikes. Out of town, on consistent flight. Yikes. Work hard, just a different way. Get your life, you just ain't living right. Bag talk, but they ain't got no mouth for money. Bag talk. It's quiet, ain't no bag talk.
Friday Night Live. Minneapolis, Minnesota. St. Paul and surrounding suburbs. This is how we do it. Don't forget, you can check us out at MonstarsRadio.com. You can check us out at the Monstars crew page, all that stuff. Anything you need, you can find over there. Again, tell the people where they can find your books and that you're one of the sponsors for the night. It's unbelievable. Where can they find your book again?
www.solomespeaks.com.
Okay, there you go. So I what else we got up here on the chat block for this? Who's bumping who and who's getting fat? Entertainment,
well,
gossip,
let me,
lifestyle.
Yes, I got a new one. Dwayne Wade's ex-wife still refers to Zion / Zaya as her son. She's not happy with what's going on. Dwayne Wade's ex-wife is apparently not on board with his new woke agenda. Still refers to her younger child Zion as her son. Wade and Gabrielle Union delighted in telling the world that their 12-year-old Zion is now Zaya, transgender, but the ex-wife says, oh, say it ain't so. I didn't get that memo. She hasn't spoken publicly about her emotionally troubled child, insiders say, as she refers to Zion, her son. Sources say that she's deeply religious, who divorced Wade as Zion was a toddler, refers to the boy as Zion, not Zaya, as he prefers to be called nowadays. She also uses pronouns for Zion and his older brother, Zaire, 18. Zaire, who's a standout basketball player with the L.A. Sierra Canyon Day School, is very supportive of Zion. He penned a heartfelt note to his little brother, whom he calls his best friend. He said, man, I remember bugging my mom as a kid, telling her I wanted the brother so bad. I was the only child looking for company and someone to look after and take care of. He wrote on Instagram, I have been blessed to have my best friend Zaya with me for 12 years. We did everything together. We fought, we played, we laughed, we cried. But one thing we never did was leave each other behind. And there's a picture of them together. But mom is like, oh, no, that's not happening. Y'all can be cool with it, but she's not cool with it.
Right, I see a lot of commentary on this right here. Now, you know, I'm always the type of person that's open to reason, open to conversation. You know, I try to hear people's side.
And you know, I've seen a lot of stuff that's saying about, you know, parenting, how it comes down to parenting, about the stuff that's going on. I can't remember who it was. One of them did have a good point. Whether it's a girl or a boy, it doesn't matter. But they were saying about being in a halter top and extra acrylic nails and all that, being super young. Now, that one, yeah, like, they hit me. I was like, would you want your daughter like that? I was like, hell no. Like, my kids used to try that, and they knew. Like, if they was going to try that, they had to do some sneaky, covert, Mission Impossible, Treadstone, military action to get out the house and sneak around and try not to make it so I don't find it. But one of the main things I was seeing, and I want to hear what people got to say on it as well. You know, they were saying about basically, you know, they're doing bad parenting, because they're not, basically what they're saying, like, what's going on with the child is wrong. And they're setting a platform for it, when they should be correcting it. It's like an instant, I think one of them said, like, if a kid wants it, you know, if you let a kid do what it wants to do, it's going to eat candy every morning. It's going to eat cake and Skittles every morning. But us as parents, we know your ass can't be eating cake and Skittles every morning. Some of you guys get the point behind what I just said there. Sometimes you got to step in and say, like, that's not good for you. Now, when you get older and you move out and you want to eat cake and Skittles all the day, every morning, then you can do that, but not here. But, you know, that's some of the stuff. So I'm like, I don't know where to be in the middle, because, you know, I understand the lifestyle, because, you know, I watch the news, I see everything in the movies and all that type of stuff, but I can't really relate, because, you know, I don't have to deal with that. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I really, I'm just an outsider trying to absorb information. So I'm like, wow, I don't know what side to be on. I don't know if you'd be like, okay, accept them because that's who they say they are, or should they be corrected because they don't know who they are. I don't know where to be in the middle of this. I mean, I'm pretty sure you've seen the stuff in between. I mean, have you figured it out?
No. And, you know, I'm a very spiritual and person. I'm not a religious person. I'm a very spiritual person. And when I seen the story before, I do believe I touched on it when you was in Cancun, so you guys go back to the archives. I just said God don't make mistakes when he makes a child. He knows who you are from the foundation of creation. Now, who you decide to become after that is your will, because we all have a will. And we're willing to do whatever we want to do to match our will. But when you die, you're not going to be Zaya, you're going to be Zion, who they chose you to be. But who you decide to be on your own, that's totally up to you. Do I support it? I don't judge you. I'm just going to remind you that you're going to have a harder time in life, because just because they accept it, not everybody's accepting it. Just because you want it doesn't mean everybody's going to want you to have it. The need for you to know that being black, transgender, a male, you're just adding more onto your plate, which if you're strong enough to do it, go right ahead. I'm not in the trenches of it either, but I see, you know, every day with the, you know, young girls and, you know, saying that they're trans, they're bi, or they like only women, or, and I'm like, you're in sixth grade or you're in fourth grade, how do you know? So I think because everything is so acceptable right now and everything is just wide open, what do you do? I don't know if I would have a problem with it because you're my child, but I would ask you to dig deep and figure out, how did you get there? Why did you get there? Tell me what put you here. So I would want to know more. So, and I don't want to hear, oh, because I was made this way. No, dig deep. Tell me, soul searching. just like we got Soul Search, everything. Soul Search is in Tell Me Why, so I can get an understanding.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. So I'm still trying to read as much as I can, you know what I mean? You know, see stuff on, because, yeah, I don't know where to be on that one. So, okay. What else we got on the chat block? I thought somebody
All right.
had the virus. Did somebody have the virus? Did we already do the virus?
No, I'm doing this virus segment right now. The virus CDC says it's getting hairy. I will post in the Monstar page. Here are some facial preventative tips. So on this facial hairstyles and filter face place receptors, it tells you how you should have your beard and mustache cut. So the CDC declares there's 13 facial hairstyles are totally in for men who don't want to go out and catch the virus. A few are questionable, but 18 others got to go. This is very strange and equally concerning because the Center for Disease Control released the graphics of which types of facial hair would interfere with the potential life-saving respiratory sealing properly on a man's face and which ones are A-OK. Clean shaving is obviously the safest bet for a respiratory sealing surface, but soul patches, sideburns, and most mustache styles are also approved by the agency. Yes, they even include the Hitler stash, a.k.a. the toothbrush. However, most all men with beards should consider grabbing a razor and doing some work because the CDC says the hair could get in the way of the exhalation value, rendering ineffective. Of course, any guy who refuses to put partway with his goatee, horseshoe, or villain mustache, the virus be damned, might still be in the clear if they do a little trimming. To be clear, the CDC actually developed this educational tool back in November of 2017 to demonstrate how to safely wear masks in the workplace while participating in the any type of outbreaks that could come.
Okay, so they're basically saying if you have wearing a mask and a beard, then it's kind of
mm-hmm.
messed up. That's what they're saying.
They're trying to say it ain't
okay.
sealed correctly. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's obvious. Yeah, that's obvious. Yeah, I can feel that. I can feel that. Yeah. See, I thought they was talking about something else. Because I keep my beard trim. I'm going to keep it 100 because, shit, I fuck around, find French fries, little pieces of sandwiches. I found some butter toast in my beard one day. It is what it is. A beard can catch a lot of shit. It's almost like y'all ladies with y'all boobs. Yeah, so, man, you got big enough beard, he can hide shit under his beard, behind his beard. But I get it. I get it with the whole mask thing. But, I mean, does that really, really help you against the virus, though? Is it airborne, or is it something like you got to pick up, like, the flu? Like, it's not just airborne. I mean, yeah, if somebody got it and they cough on you, yeah, okay, but if not, then it's got to be on something. You got to touch it, and then like the flu, I think, right? You got to touch your mouth, eyes, or you know, some place of mucus.
Actually, I don't think they really know how this virus is being spread. I really don't mm-hmm. think they know how this virus is being spread, because. They're saying it starts with the fever and then shortness of breath. And that's all that they're saying, that those are the major symptoms where when you have the flu, mm-hmm. you got this whole line of stuff. So they're saying any open portal, like your eyes, your ears, your mouth, your nose, any
mm-hmm.
open thing where the spit, you know, your sneeze can get in, you can get sick. So... Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, unless the virus can be spread like a silent but deadly, you know what I mean? You walk through it like a fire or something. I mean, what's really the mask going to do? Really?
Covering up the mouth when you
mm-hmm.
open it up. So, I mean.
So,
and in your beard, if you touch the beard and touch your face and then touch your eyes or touch your nose, we're saying that's a possibility. Because, you know, the beard, they say, is the most nastiest thing if you don't clean it.
See, stop it. I clean mine. I sure do. I got beard oil. Look, I'm taking this personal. I got beard oil. I got, like, a special scissors and comb, a brush. What else I got? I got special beard cleaner in the shower. I got one that even got charcoal in it. That's right. That's right.
Excuse
grill
me,
that shit right
sir.
Off of there.
Excuse me, sir. This wasn't about you. This wasn't about you.
Oh. My
no,
bad.
Come back. Come back, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Not about you. It's about
okay.
The mask not fitting. Yeah. Okay. But then check
okay.
This out. U.S. company gets $67 million in mask orders but unable to meet the demand. So the virus fears could instantly make millions for U.S. distributors here on the face masks. But demand is so high, the company can't come anywhere close to meeting it. A sales for the NIC tells the clean room it received an order request on January 29th for a whopping $56.4 million worth of masks from someone claiming to be tied up to the Chinese government. The rep says the order, which was 5,533 cases of masks, obviously would have made the company's year. But NCI had to say no. Being here, the thing, they're coming up more than a 500,000 cases short. That's right. About 30 cases left in the inventory. So we give them all to them. What do we have?
See,
apparently
I ain't
China
worried
said
about it.
Two more
about it.
Showing up.
I'm going to wear me a painter's mask. Show is. I'm going to wear me a painter's mask, a painter's respirator. Look like I got a sprayer on and I work for the CDC. I'm just saying. I ain't worried about it. Y'all had y'all a little mask. I'm like a big old painter mask. Like I've got my sprayer. So yeah, watch me. My bag. But that is crazy,
boy,
though, like you said. If they give them
about
all
you
over
tonight,
there,
huh?
Then what we going to do? I mean, if they do sell them all off to somebody else, I mean, like you said, what?
Right.
What they going to do? What we going to... Ooh. Mm-hmm. And then yeah, see, I got some other background stuff, but I don't really want to bring it up because I ain't got the information in front of me. But there is a big company that was being sued. I think they were even being sued by the military because they said they made some stuff that was supposed to be respiratory, and it did not work very well at all, and a lot of the soldiers got sick from it. But yeah, so. Let me do my research before I put that name out there. Some of y'all's going, ooh, I know who it is. It's da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, you know the number, 563-999-3411. Holla at your boy. Let us know what it is. So, My bag.
Yeah. Boston Red Sox prospect from Taiwan is quarantined over the virus fear. So the Boston Red Sox has quarantined 20-year-old pitcher from Taiwan in South Florida's hotel room over fears about the virus, a team spokesman said. And it's the second player the team has quarantined this month. The first player was Chang Jang Lu, a right-hander who arrived in Florida last week to start his first spring training with the Red Sox, according to the Boston Globe. The Sox signed Lu to a deal with a 750K signing bonus in late 2019 after he was clocked throwing a 98-miles-per-hour fastball. Dude can play, but with 80,000 people being infected with the virus globally and more than 2,600 deaths, the Red Sox say they are using an overabundance of caution in how they approach the situation, which is why Lou is holed up in Fort Myers. Lou has been communicating with his fans via Facebook, where he explained that he's working out, jogging, and eating three meals per day. He's also watching information about the team to stay in the loop. Earlier this month, the 26-year-old Red Sox infielder, who is also from Taiwan, was quarantined due to those fears. He's been here for a week, and they needed to go back to his apartment. He said, I'm fine, one day at a time. Y'all got to trust me. But remember, As previously reported, the virus scare is affecting several major sports events, including the 2020 Olympics. Organizers say they could cancel the 2020 games if they feel there's a real threat, and that torch is supposed to be lit in 2 weeks. So we will keep it open to see if it's going to happen. And CinemaCon, which is a popular movie thing, China pulls out of CinemaCon in Las Vegas after 24 movie theaters. Owners canceled travel plans due to the virus. The organization was to start from April 3rd to the 2nd. CinemaCon is about, you know, theaters, owners, and major studios, but they said, we are not coming. So with the trade show reporting is 99% sellout, the program fully scheduled with Disney, Paramount, Universal, Warner Bros., among others, still confirmed to attend. But those Chinese ones, nah, boo, you ain't welcome this year.
Yeah, I'm saying it's really hard on anybody that has an Asian background. I hate to say it, but for the current moment, y'all the new nigga. That's what's happening right now. Yeah, y'all the new hood nigga. That's what it is. When y'all come into the place, people gonna be grabbing their kids like, oh God, what they doing here? Where they going? You know what I mean? Y'all finna experience all that shit right now. It don't matter. And that's the part that's so crazy. I feel bad. You know what I mean? Because I seen a dude that was Asian in the dog store today. He coughed. I just ran out the door. I'm not going to lie. I sprinted. Like, I was Jesse Owens out that bitch. And I shouldn't have did that. I know he probably looked like, oh, why he do me like. But it is what it is. You
right.
know what I mean? But I feel bad because it don't matter if you Chinese, Laos, Hmong, Laotian. It don't matter. You could be black with eyes just a little too tight. It don't matter. Everybody looking at them just crazy right now. And it shouldn't be that way. Let's just be 100. It shouldn't be that. I know I make jokes about it, but you know what I mean? You got to treat people like, you know what I mean? Like as individuals. You can look at somebody. If they don't look sick, come on now. Just don't be doing all that funky, funny shit. Let's not do that. Let's leave that for other people that do that, be on that bullshit. But us as people, like, let's not be on that. Because we don't like it. Treat nobody else like that. You're going to see a lot of jokes about that shit coming up, though, real soon, though. But, yeah.
But we got to be responsible as well. You know, they always said, you know, if you're sick, stay home. You know, stay there with yourself. So, and I think people nowadays really didn't grab hold of when you're sick, stay home. So now you got this virus that's out here hurting folks and killing folks. But when you're sick, stay home. So I get it. It's going to hit. But like I said, this man-made disease, they didn't feel like, they didn't know it was going to spread like wildfires like this. And unfortunately,
you know what?
They said a lady in California got the virus, and she ain't been by nobody. So how you
she
had
just
it?
Got it out the blue. She called it silent but deadly.
Yep, silent but deadly. No animals are getting it. What? No animals are getting
it. Yeah, I told you it come from bats. Yeah, I told you it came from bats. That Corvinus virus, man, I told you. I've been seeing that in the vampire movies. The vampire original, his name was Corvinus.
But the animals aren't getting sick. It's just people. It's just
it's normal for them,
adults.
Though. Yeah. It's normal for them. Yeah, because they're saying some of the kids ain't getting all that sick. That's just crazy.
And so in Mecca, just recently, they shut Mecca down. And, you know, a lot of people who wants to go to Mecca have been waiting years to go to Mecca. And so I don't know when they're going to open it back up, but they're not letting no one come to the holy city. They sprayed it down and everything. So unfortunately, like if you lived in Afghanistan and your name been on the list, your name may not be ever, you know, to come back up. So it's really a thing, like seriously.
You know what? It's bigger than what they're telling us. I tell you that right now. They shut down the whole city. Yeah, there's something bigger going on. They ain't telling people. Some old Jason Bourne behind the scenes type shit going on. But you know what? This might this vampire virus, coronavirus, whatever the hell they call this doing all this bad shit. It might have something good to come out of it. Cause like you said, there's so many people that be showing up at work. I couldn't. No, they now this might start something where they start a law. If your ass is sick, or three people at work says I suspect that motherfucker of being sick, your ass got to go home.
Yeah,
because
I agree.
Let's be 100, y'all. It's bad. Like people be sending their kids to school sick, get the whole goddamn school sick. That's how it should be. Like, I mean, I don't know what to do. I don't know if they should make a special part of the school, quarantine them little sick motherfuckers out. I don't know. But we all know it's been a plague for years at jobs, schools.
Yep.
I hate it when I go to the grocery store and a motherfucker ring all my shit up. And then at the end, when they get my money, tell me some, oh my God, did you just hack on my motherfucking change? And you just ring all my goddamn food up? And now you showing me signs that your ass was sick. Oh, I'm getting over it. You ain't over nothing. Oh, contagious looking ass. Oh, I hate that. My bad.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be Friday night. I'm supposed to be getting y'all ready for the weekend. But, oh.
Seriously.
See, this is...
You right. That's why I don't go to clubs. I'm trying to tell folks. That's why I don't go to clubs no more. Because you in one tight quarters. And somebody up in that mug is sick, and they coughing and they sneezing, and they all that. Now it's hot up in there, and the virus and the illness is just all up in the air and that heat, because it ain't cold, because you know cold kills stuff off. But you hot, y'all sweating, y'all bumping on each other, and ha-choo, hell, see, I ain't going, hell to the no, nope, I'm good.
I don't know, dog. That tequila I be drinking to kill anything, but it is what it is. Oh my gosh, I had a hot song for y'all to play.
When you sick, you talk about I should have kept my ass at home and had my tequila at the crib. I'm just saying.
All right, well, hey, let me play. Let me see one more breather. Let me see, is it in here? Oh, don't tell me I don't got my breather in here. Nope. Ah, man. Oh, well. I was going to say, this is what people can do at the club to keep from, you know, getting sick at the club. I was going to play, so you got to do the Macarena. I was going to play the one by Tiger, but I can't seem to find it. I thought I loaded it, but obviously I didn't. Ugh. So no break. No breather.
All right. Well, we close to the end of the show, sir.
Yeah, we got a couple more minutes. I probably should get up out of here. I got things I got to do. Oh, my goodness. Third shift. It ain't that bad. It ain't that bad. You know what I mean? Actually, I used to love third shift when I was younger, though, especially when I was a songwriter, like writing a lot of music. It's the best time, you know what I mean? Because you can listen to some music in your ear, da-da-da. You can think of stuff, keep your notebook, da-da-da, da-da-da. But I ain't been writing no music lately. I probably should, but I haven't. But it is what it is.
You know what the best thing about third shift is?
What's that?
No one's there but you. Hallelujah. So, you know, that coworker being sick, you ain't got to worry about them being sick because they ain't there unless it's like two of y'all and then you'd be like, you know what? I'll make this executive decision. You can go home.
Right. Yeah, well, I just started. I can't make an executive shit. I can't even take an executive shit. You know what I mean? I got shit with everybody else. I don't got my own little spot to go. Well, I got to lock the door and be like, no, ain't nobody coming. No. I said, no, you are a new guy. You go out there with the rest of everybody else. So, all right, that's our Friday night. I don't know. I ain't got no big tips for y'all for the weekend. You got any big tips for people for the weekend?
It's going to be a nice one. Enjoy the weather. Have fun. You know, do something that you haven't done because it's been, you've been cooped up in the house because it's been cold. Do something fun, like go for a walk or, you know, go skating or, you know, go bike riding or something. You know, get your body ready for this spring weather that's about to hit us. So have fun. Come out, support me. I'm at Edison, 9 o'clock. Yeah. So get out there.
Okay. That's 9 a.m. at Edison, right? Okay. Okay. So y'all got to show up, show some support, and watch your kids play a game, a competitive game. You heard she's in number one. I know a lot of people, they watch other games and be disappointed, but I guarantee y'all, y'all watch this team, you will not be disappointed. So, all right, don't forget, go to MonsterUSRadio.com. If you need anything else outside of that, just holler at us. I'm at MonsterUSRadio@gmail.com. And have a great weekend. I'll see y'all here Monday. I think I got an interview for Tuesday, but if not, shit, you can interview your damn self. Get it?
Well, how about, you know what? On Tuesday, we're going to interview each other. You know, we just may do that so y'all can get to know us a little bit more. But until then, you guys have a wonderful weekend, and we out. Peace.
That's what's up. Then she just said, it can't be about me. It got to be about everybody else. Look, she done took over her damn self. Take over Tuesday.
You know, I learned it from the best.
Learned it from the best.
Whatever. Deflecting under the bus going ass.
Ooh, you feel that? You feel the bus on your back? You feel it? I see the stripes.